This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston says the city will phase out 4 hotels as shelters for new immigrants over the next month. Denverite's Kevin Beatty has more.
Johnston initially said Denver had to shore up nearly $200 million to cover these services for new immigrants. Shutting down hotels helps a bit, especially as arrivals have dropped.
And those actions will result in saving the city up to $60 million.
But advocates worry asylum seekers will still end up homeless. Many people still can't work legally, and people are worried about what will happen in the coming months. Emery Braga with Denver Human Services told City Council that is still unclear.
How do we make sure that they can sustain themselves here? We don't have a good answer for that yet, but it's definitely something we're looking into.
Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
A new air quality bill is the latest point of disagreement between Governor Jared Polis and environmental justice advocates. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The legislation concerns rules to cut pollution from large factories. The governor's administration approved a final version last year, which allows companies to pay for compliance in certain circumstances. That's a massive loophole, according to State Representative Manny Rutinel, a Democrat representing Commerce City. By closing it, he says his bill would restore trust in communities most impacted by air pollution.
The governor has an interest in making sure that these communities are on his side. So I think that there's room there to make sure that we come to some negotiations.
But a spokesperson for the governor's office says the 2023 rules are working and it has serious concerns about the new proposal. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A man from Wheat Ridge is the latest Coloradan to be arrested for his involvement in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. 34-year-old Matthew Melson is accused of assaulting police officers, pushing one officer, and trying to grab other officers' equipment. Melson is charged with 2 felonies and several misdemeanors. He's among at least 15 people from Colorado who have been arrested for their alleged involvement in the attack. Next on Morning Edition, Republicans in Congress opposing U.S. aid to Ukraine and the European countries trying to get them to change their minds. It's 6 minutes after 6. This is CPR News.